My name is Dr. Matthew Asare. As you may know, the accent is not from here. I'm originally from Ghana, West Africa. And I would like to thank the presenters before me for setting up the stage. They all talk about cultural differences, the importance of cultural differences. And my presentation is going to tease out cultural differences and just look at Africa from black males, African black male perspective. So most of the things that have been said in the literature is very true to African black male culture, but this presentation is going to give you much more information as to how culture influences black male perception about healthy behavior. So once again, I want to disclose that I do not have any relationship with any institution or any body that I need to disclose. Okay. The main purpose of the study was to determine the black male's perception, beliefs, and attitudes about healthy lifestyle and preventive care and culturally appropriate way to promote healthy programs among them. So, the definitions that I want to clarify here before I move on is about healthy lifestyle. When I talk about it, I'm talking about physical activity and healthy eating behavior, and also one of the variables I look at is preventive care. But to talk about demographic or background information, I want to put this up there. If you look at literature, you will find out that we talk about black male, African Americans, and in most cases, I would say that that data that we have is deceptive. Deceptive in the sense that when I go to hospital now as somebody from Africa, the forms that I will be giving to fill out, it says that black male stroke, black stroke African Americans. So at the end of the day, I have no choice than to circle that one. But I want to say that that is not good as public health institution. We want to know the actual underlying cultural differences. But here is the case, somebody from Africa, I have some specific cultural needs that needs to be addressed, but I'm classified with the native African American born. So that is one of the things that for me I have been talking about, and I want to put to you as public health professionals, as you go to your various places, you want to champion some of these causes. We need to know the specific differences so that we will be able to address some of these problems. So the data that I have here, the data that I have here, I did not see in the literature that is specifically to black males from Africa. This one is in general sense. So the information I'm going to give, at least the background, is about the general data that we have for black male and African Americans. But going forward, I hope that some of you will champion the cause and we will have specific data for black males from Africa. Okay. Now, we all know the leading cause of death among black males or African American, and these are some CDC data that I pull out up there. We have cardiovascular disease, cancer, and all those diseases. And we also know risk factor, the general one, which of course is true for almost everybody, is we're talking about physical inactivity, we're talking about poor diet, and also misperception. Then when you look at physical activity and chronic disease, studies out there have shown that if one engages in physical activities, they end up benefiting from them, which some of the studies says that it improves their energy expenditure, it decreases the rate of type 2 diabetes, prevent heart attack, and reduce blood pressure. So that is the physical activity. Talking about nutrition, It's CDC 2009 reported that eating healthy food may end up benefiting people, and it will reduce heart disease, stroke, some cancer, diabetes, and osteoporosis. So, in other words, all these things are very good for one to engage in. And if we look at health screening is also important to reduce chronic diseases. And these are some of the data that I have up there. Studies show that preventive care, such as regular screening for colorectal cancer, can reduce the number of people who die from this disease in the U.S. And of course, those are the other ones that I have. But I just want to say up front that given the fact that I get my information about this study, I have highlighted few things here, but if you go to the APHA website, the outline that I have over there is more detailed than what I'm presenting on. So you may have much detailed information on that. Now, the reason for this study, we all know that physical activity is good, but other studies show that black males in general, they don't want to engage in physical activities. And we also know that preventive care is important, by people or black males don't want to participate in some of these preventive care. And like I said, some of these preventive care, we do it one size fit all type of thing. So at the end of the day, some black males, specifically from Africa, they see that those preventive care and those education that we have in the public arena, they don't help them, so they don't want to participate. And if you look at the literature, we don't have this kind of study among black males from Africa in the literature. So that provides my rationale for this study. Let me go to the type of method that I use. I use qualitative type of study. It was an interview, an hour long interview that I interviewed 50 black males, and you will see the demographic, the countries of origin. You will see that one. I use 12 summary structure open-ended questions. Of course, the questions were more than 12, but the basic one, 12 questions, and I followed up with some questions to clarify some of the discussions that I had. And I also collected demographic information. That one, I think it was about 8 demographic questions that I have. And if you go to the outline on the blackboard, you will see all the demographic information. I have presented show some of them, but not all of them here. I use snowball method. In other words, when I see somebody, I introduce the study to the person, and if the person identifies himself as black male from Africa, then I interview him. And after that interview, I ask if he knows anybody that can help me do this study, and the person may say yes. And when I get that information, I contact that individual to also do interview. And of course, the conversation were tape recorded, and I transcribed the analysis to find the trend. Now, this is the demographic information that I have, people from the country of origin. Like I said, I'm from Ghana, and obviously I know more Ghanaians than... So that is why I do have about 20% of the participants from Ghana, and the rest of them from Nigeria, Togo, Cameroon, Cote d'Ivoire, Kenya, Uganda, and Burkina Faso. That is the demographic information, the country of origin. Like I said, the rest of the demographic information, if you go to the outline, you will get that information. I didn't bring them here for the interest of time. Okay. Now, let's go on to the other results in terms of physical activity behavior. I wanted to find out their behavior about physical activity. And when you ask them, do you consider yourself physically active? Why and why not? And almost everybody will say, yes, I'm physically active. Almost everybody. Like I said, 75% of them said, yes, they are physically active, except for 22% who said that they are not physically active. But when you go look at them critically, what type of physical activity do you do? I group them into three. The first group, they are physically inactive group. The second one is occupational activity. In other words, those who see themselves as doing physical activities based on the type of jobs that they do. And then the last one are the ones who said that they actually engage in physical activity. And this is the group that I have here. Those who are physically inactive, 52%. Those who engage in occupational activity, 12% said. And then physical activity, those who actually do different type of physical activity, they were 36%. Now, if you look at the physical activity one, 36%, you will find out different type of activity that they engage in. Majority of them said that they like to play soccer. Of course, African soccer is one of the most important things. So that is what most of them think about. And then the rest of them walking and running and those type of activities. And those who are in occupational activity, mechanics and those who do delivery and all those type of activity, that is where they consider themselves. And of course, the 52% is an indication of what the literature have, that most black males don't want to do physical activity. This goes to confirm that. Now, going into their perception. So one of the things that I wanted to do is that I asked them, okay, what is your perception about black males from Africa? Your perception about physical activities and all those. So the question I have here, from your experience or interaction with black males, it could be your friends, brothers, or relatives. Do you think black males in general like to do exercise or engage in physical activities? And majority of them, 35 of them, out of 50 said that no, the black males don't want to do physical activities. And one of them said, no, they don't, because it is not our culture to have a schedule for exercise. In Africa, our daily activity involves exercise. We walk to almost everywhere we go. Walk to farm, walk to fetch water. In short, everything we do involves exercise. I know a few friends here in the U.S. who don't care about physical activity or exercise. So this is to tell you that in Africa, everywhere you go, it involves physical activity. So that is the culture there. But when we move to the U.S. here, it changes. So we will see some other... This brings us to the reasons why they don't do physical activities. And what I just mentioned a couple of minutes ago is the cultural factor. Let me do a little bit of explanation on this factor, and the rest of them might seem the same for almost everybody. Cultural factor, like the statement that I read, back in Africa, everybody will be doing exercise. The least that average person will do is about 5 miles a day. Because everywhere you go, you engage in exercise. But when we move into the U.S., acculturation comes in. We tend to have access to cars to everywhere we go. And as a result of that, we don't care to do exercise. And if I could give some of the quotes, you will see how black males feel when they came here and their perception about exercise. As a matter of fact, they said that exercise back in Africa is natural. But here, riding car has become natural. It has taken place of exercise back in Africa. So that is one of the things. And lack of time, of course, everybody here complains about time, but to them it's more important because they want to do more job so that they will be able to remit some money back to Africa and help their family back home. So to them, doing more job is the most important thing that they are here. And the fear of neighborhood. One statement that one of the participants said, he said that one time he was going to do exercise, and in the course of exercise, he encountered some group of people that threatened his life, and that way it was so intimidating to him that he didn't want to continue with exercise. Lack of discipline is one of them. And I have this long quote here for interest of time. I don't want to talk about it, but it goes to, I don't want to read everything, but it goes to support the cultural thing that I'm talking about. It says that it is very difficult to get into routine exercise, especially for black males. Most of the time, exercise has to do with discipline. We have a culture of doing physical activities. Most of the things we do in Africa involve activities, but I believe this cultural influence has affected black males in the U.S. in a negative way. Because it, back in Africa, all that we do is exercise, and therefore, when we come here, we are not trained, we are not predisposed for regular type of exercise. Now, eating behavior, most of them said that they have good eating behavior, but if you look at it closely, you don't see that they are eating good. They say that they eat good because of the type of organic food they eat, but it has some, they have some other type of food that they eat that is so critical. Like I said, for interest of time, I have less than 5 minutes, so let me move on. Most of the traditional food that the participant mentioned they like to eat is fufu. It's a traditional food from, of course, Africa, and these plantain, yam, benku, kinki, and eba, they are the type of food they want to eat here. And then when you ask them, do you consider the nutritional value of the food that you eat? Most of them say no, and they will tell you that even the type of food that we eat, there is no way you will be able to see the nutritional value because it's not written anywhere in the type of food that we eat. So I don't look at it. Somebody will tell you that, oh, right from day one that I was born, that is the food that my mother cooked for me. And I know that is good. That is why my mother did it, and I'm stuck to it. I don't care about the nutritional value. Those are some of the comments that I have quoted here. And then the problems that they talk about eating good here, they said that the amount of time needed to prepare traditional African food is, you need a long time to prepare traditional African food. So at times they don't have time to do that. And the cost of African food here in the U.S. is also a factor. And then they don't have diverse African food here in the U.S. And then talking about preventive care, majority of them said no, they don't want to go to go for screening and all other things. Some of the reasons they gave is, of course, insurance. Some of them will tell you that they don't go because they use traditional medicine. They go to African shop and they get traditional medicine and they use it, so they don't care about going to see their doctors. And some of them, because of their belief system, they will tell you that I don't want to know my health, and knowing my health at the end of the day, it seems like it's a judgment that has been passed on me that I'm going to die. So why do I care knowing my health? So those are some of the things that I have here: cultural and belief system, lack of trust in the healthcare system. They don't trust, some of them indicated that no, they cannot trust the system here. And others, the fear of knowing their health status, I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, expensive healthcare and lack of insurance, lack of time, ignorance and problems on navigating American healthcare system were also cited. And then use alternative medicines such as traditional herbs were some of the reasons. Now, the recommendations, of course, is obvious, to educate African black males more. Most of them indicated that education is important, physical activity. Why is it so important? And one thing that I want to say is that if you want to go to black males or African black males community, you want to emphasize physical activity as prevention instead of cure. Some of them use physical activity as cure. In other words, whenever they begin to do exercise, it means that they have health problem. So they are doing exercise to treat that kind of problem that they have. But you want to emphasize that, no, don't get the problem first before you do it. It's so important. And let me go on. The limitations are there. The conclusion that I want to bring to your attention, health professionals who have better understanding of blacks' culture, their food, and also lead healthy lifestyle themselves are the ones black males can trust for health promotion programs. They stated that if you want to come to them, you need to know their culture. You need to know the type of food that they eat. And you yourself, you need to lead the style, the kind of health style that you engage in. And finally, the black male program that you want to do, you don't want to do it based on one size fits all type of thing, by look at the culture of the people and you address it from there. That brings me to the end.
Awesome. Can everybody help me in thanking our moderator?